Today's daf is about Basra daf Yud Ches. We left off in daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and essentially the entire daf, literally the entire daf, is going to be about bringing rayos in yesterday's machlokas between Abaye and Rava. We had a machlokas toward the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis about habal lismoch b'tzad ha-meitzer. If you have something that potentially could damage your neighbor if he were to dig a bar in his property, can you dig a bar, meaning if you were to dig a bar in your property too close to the border, it could potentially damage your friend's property. If he were to dig a bar in his property, it could damage his bar. So can you put your bar there first? So Abaye says, Samech. Abaye says, look, as long as he has nothing there right now, you might as well. You can go as close to the border as you want, because right now you're not doing anything. And Rava says, Eino Samech. Rava says, no, absolutely not. Since it's possible that he will dig a bar in his property, you can't put a bar on the border, because now he's going to be unable to dig a bar as close to the border as he would have liked to. So Rava says you're not allowed to be somich. So we already had, I think we went through one of the rayas so far yesterday regarding this machlok sabai and Rava. So we are up to, I believe, Ika da Amri, about 10-12 lines before the end of the page. Last one in line is Ika. So it says the Gemara Ika da Amri, and I guess we'll count this as a second raya, or a second lashon within the first raya. If you count this as a second raya, there will be a total of 11 rayos. Ika da Amri, v'itmar Allah, Amr Abai v'itim Rabbi Yehuda mikosol boro shaninu. Bishlam lahach l'shendam Rabbi Sada asuyu l'boros, divrei akalin asomech. So if you're going to assume that in a place where the neighboring field is one where he's expected to dig boros, everyone would agree, both Abai and Rava, all would agree that Eino Somech, that you certainly cannot put your bar right on the border, because you know he's going to put boros in his property. There's a very strong chance it's made for boros, and you're going to be taking away the Iker Tashmish of his field when you put your boros right close to the border. So Masnisim Besada Asuyu LeBoros. So when the Mishnah says that you have to be Marchik from Kosel Boro, right, so then we understand we're talking about a Sada Asuyu LeBoros, and everyone would agree that you have to be Marchik. But if you're going to say that the machlokas Abaye and Rava is in a case of sada asuya leboros, bishlam ala Rava nicha. So according to Rava, who says eino somech, so the Mishnah works out really great, because the Mishnah is saying you have to be marchik from kosel boro, even though the bar's not there yet. El Abaye kasha, but according to Abaye, it's going to be difficult. Right? Why is it difficult according to Abaye? Says Rashi, Dehu gufei ukim demi kosel boro shaninu. He's the guy who said that the Mishnah is talking about kosel boro. Right? He's the one that said that it's not mi boro shel chaver, it's mi kosel boro. Val karcha chavuskar shem kosel, el lamdem shir kosel kadei harchakas hameitzarhu. And obviously, it's telling me mi kosel boro to teach me that you have to stay away from the border. Alma af harisha nuska klarchik, which implies that even the first guy who dug his bar had to have been marchik to leave in place enough space in his property to serve as the kosel boro. So you see, even he had to be marchik from the meitzar gimel tfachim. But according to Abaye, that's not so, right? Abaye says you could be somech. Says Gemara, Amalcha Abaye masnisin shabo lach bar bebasachas. No, the Mishnah is not assuming that one guy was there first. The Mishnah is talking about a case where they both came to dig at the same exact time. Oh, so then each one is going to have to be marchik, because they're both digging right now. So I know I'm going to have to be marchik because he is digging, but if he hadn't dug yet, and I was digging first, so I could dig right up until the border. Raya number three, Tashma, Sela habab yadayim. If you have a ground that's made of soft dirt, so zecho for boro mikan, v'zecho for boro mikan. Each person can dig his bar on his side of the property line. Ze marchik shlosh tfachim v'sad besid, v'ze marchik shlosh tfachim v'sad besid. And each one has to be marchik three tfachim. So what do you see? Even the first guy to dig has to be marchik three tfachim. It's not only on the second guy to be marchik, even the first guy has to be marchik three tfachim, which again is a raya that eino somech, a raya to Rava, that you're not allowed to be somech. So answers the Gemara, babi yadayim shiny. No, soft ground is very different. When it's very soft ground, and it's likely to cause more damage, so that's why even the first guy has to be marchik. So frankly, Gemara, udakari la mai karila. Of course babi yadayim is different. Of course if it's very soft ground, it's different. What was the havamina? Meaning the Mishnah went out of its way to say, selah ha babi yadayim. Right? So if it went out of its way to give that example, it's obviously because that example is unique. I might have thought that Babi Adayim requires a greater harchaka. So Kamash Milan, that's why it tells me a chiddush that Babi Adayim also only requires 3 tfachim. But I would not have known that Babi Adayim is totally different than every other case, than a case of normal ground, in regards to whether you can go first, whether you can go up until the Meitzar. I just would have thought, I would have thought the whole Chiddush of Babi Adayim is to tell me that you don't need any more than you otherwise would normally need. Okay, Tashema, another Raya. Raya number 4. Marchikin es ha-gefes, ves ha-zevel, ves ha-melech, ves ha-sid, ves ha-sloim, mekosu shechaver gimul tvachim. Right, we had in our Mishnah that your marchik, with the tar and the manure and all these different things, the salt and the rocks that make fire and all these things from your friend's kosel, by 3 tfachim, osad bisid or visad bisid, and you have to line it with sid. So taimadi kosel, the implication is the only reason you have to be marchik is because there's already a kosel there. Haleka kosel somech, but if there were not already a kosel there, you'd be allowed to go right up until the border. You wouldn't have to be marchik. So again, it's a raya to Abaye who says somech. This time it's a raya to Abaye who says that you're allowed to be somech. Right? Rava had said eino somech, that even if there's nothing there, even if you're the first one to do anything, you're not allowed to go up until the border. Abaye said you are allowed to go up until the border. So don't you see it's a raya to Abaye? So it says more low. Kileka kosel nami lo somech. Even if there's no wall there, you can't be somech. So what's the chiddush? Hakamashman dahani kashul kosel. Even if there's no wall there, you're not allowed to be somech. The chiddush is that the whole chiddush of this line is to teach me that these things aren't good for a wall. I would not have known that these things are problematic for a wall. So kamashmalan the chiddush that these things are in fact problematic for a wall. That the heat generated by these items is going to damage a wall. If you look at the Tosos on the bottom of Yizayim and Beis, so Tosos says, Pirish V'kashal Rava, right, this is a Raya against Rava, a Raya to Abaye, like we said, V'tema. But he says, wait a second, my Kushya, Hacha Vadeh Mutulismach B'Shein Kosel, She'in Mazeklum, meaning, over here, we're talking about not distancing from a bar or from a potential bar, but we're talking about keeping away from a kosel, from someone who has a wall. Now, if the guy's wall isn't there yet, and I put my rocks that are very hot near where the wall might one day be, am I doing anything? I'm not doing any damage. Look, he wants to build a wall one day, I'll take it away. I'll take away my heat-generating items from near the wall when he wants to build a wall, and then no damage will have been done. By the bar, can't tell me no damage will have been done, but when I dig the bar, I'm weakening the whole karka. I'm weakening all the karka in that area. So yes, he hasn't dug a bar yet, but once he digs a bar, he's going to be in a weaker position because of what I've done. So I'm already doing hezek kalmara v'mara, right? Every time I pound into the ground, I'm doing some hezek to the neighboring karka. So by the bar, it's different, but over here, before there's a kosel built, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done any damage to him. And if he decides to build a kosel, I could just remove the stuff. So says Tosos two terutzim. V'yishlomer dahani nami mekalklin es hakarka v'yazuk mekosel l'kshayivna afilu shuv yasir. But no, the heat over here doesn't only damage a wall. It damages the karka also. It damages the very foundation of a wall. And therefore, if the wall is not yet built, it is damaging the karka and makes it weaker karka on which to build a wall, even if later on when he does build a wall, I remove these items, the damage is already done. That's one answer, Tosos. Says Tosos further, Va'odomari, Debekol Elu Yesh Toreach Besilukan. These are items that are very tedious to remove. Ulakach Me'ata Yochla Akevalov, Kishlach Hashem Lo Yimahir Lesalko, Kishir Tzalasos Kosel. It's not that it's damaging right now. Right now it's doing nothing. But if a wall were to get built, these items would damage it. When the wall gets built, I'll remove it. I don't believe that you're going to move it when the wall gets built. We don't trust that you're going to remove it, because these things are very tedious to remove. They're not so much fun to remove, and therefore I don't want to have to fight with you. When I decide to build a wall, I don't want to have to go through a whole fight to figure out how and take a long time to get you to remove it till you finally remove all of these items. So therefore you're not allowed to put these items there in the first place. Even though in a chinami, at the time that you put them there, they're not doing anything. Now the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who gives a third teretz to this kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah's metaretz that the nizik can be ma'akev right now because of the chash that maybe, you're right, right now it's not doing any damage to any future wall that I will build. And I trust that when I build a wall, if I make a taina that you should remove it, you'll remove it right away. But what I'm concerned about, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is that I might not build a wall for 3 years. We might go 3 years without building a wall. And if I go 3 years without building a wall, then I will have lost the right to be Toveya that you remove these items. Because you will have had a Cheskas Tashmishin, you will have had a Chazaka that you're allowed to use this property, this area of your property, for these items, and then I will have lost any right to complain. So because I'm worried that I'm gonna wait 3 years till I build a wall, and then when I build a wall, I'm not going to be able to do anything about it, that's why you're not allowed to put these items here at all in the first place. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah says. The Rush, however, says that it's incorrect. The Rush says the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is only going to take effect in someone who should have complained. But over here, it's very obvious why he didn't complain. The guy didn't complain because there was no damage being done. And therefore, there's no chazaka that takes effect. When do we say you have a cheskas tashmishin to be able to do certain things? When, from the very beginning, when you were doing them, you were bothering, annoying, or hurting your neighbor. And he didn't say anything. Right? He used his backyard as a shortcut. He never said anything. So if he didn't say anything, so then you could say you have a chazaka after some time that you're able to do whatever it is that you're doing in your property that's hurting or damaging or annoying him. But over here, there's very good and obvious reason why he didn't say anything. So that's why the Rush rejects the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the Rivash in the Tshuva in Taf Ayin Aleph is Miyashiv the Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rush's Kasha, and he says, granted, you're not mazikim, but even though you're not mazikim, since you know that if you want to build a wall, it will cause a hezek, you have to make a macha at least once every 3 years. Meaning, since this is a type of behavior that is damaging behavior, even though right now it's not causing me any damage, it is the type of thing that one would be expected to make a macha. And you can't say, nah, he's just not making a macha because it's not hurting him. It's the type of behavior that's threatening behavior by keeping things of intense heat near the wall, near where he potentially could build a wall. So that's threatening behavior, and that's something that you should note at least once every 3 years. You should make some issue of it at least once every 3 years. The Pulpula Charifta on the Rush points out that the Rush is Soser himself, because the Rush writes by two achim that divide a property, that Chazaka works on Chalonos, even though they can't be mocha, each other. So the Rush suggesting that Chazaka is only going to help when the macha makes sense, right? When there was reason to have a macha, seems to be Sosa himself, because over there there's no ability to have a macha, and nevertheless he says the Chazaka is still going to help. Okay, so that's an issue to deal with in the Rush himself. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, Raya number 5, I believe we're up to. Marchikim esas ra mesah mecharisha ves meiraglayim in hakosu shlosh tvachim. You have to keep away plants and plowing and meiraglayim and urine from a wall by 3 tvachim. You have to keep it at least 3 tvachim away from the wall because it could be damaging to the wall. Taima dika kosel. Sounds like the only reason you have to keep it away is because there's a wall already there. Haleka kosel samich. But if there's no wall there yet, apparently you're allowed to put these things near the wall, even though it may cause damage when the guy decides to build his wall. So again, you see a raya to Abaye against Rava that you're allowed to be somech. Sansa's Gemara, no, lo, kileka kosel nami lo samech. Even if there's no wall, you're not allowed to be somech. Ve'lamayka mashmalan, so then what's the chiddush? Haka mashmalan, dematunta kasha lekosel. What it's coming to teach me is that moisture is not good for a wall. And all these cases are going to be cases where moisture is going to, where it's going to bring some moisture to the area, and therefore it's going to be bad for the wall. Tashma, Raya number 6. V'asarei chayim gimel min ha-shechev shein dalid min ha-rechev. Now when it comes to the mill, you have to keep the shechev three tvachim from the border, meaning the bottom part, the wider part, three tvachim from the border, and the rechev, the top part, four tvachim from the border. Why do you have to keep it that far away? Time adika kosal. Sounds like you're keeping it away from a wall. So when there's a wall there, you have to keep this stuff far away. Haleka kosal samich. Again, all the rayas are the same. But it sounds like if there was not a wall there, you'd be allowed to keep the shechev and rechev as close as you want to the property line. You don't have to worry about the fact that maybe he'll build a wall later on. So once again, a raya to Abaye against Rava. Sansa the Gemara lo. Even if there's no wall there, you also can't be samech. So what's the chiddush? How kamashmon detiraya kasha lekosel, that the vibrations are bad for a wall? To tell me that this case also, meaning what does this add on to the previous cases of the Mishnah? We already know that you're not allowed to be samech. So no, what it's adding on is to tell me what is considered a damaging, what's considered something that's potentially damaging to a wall. So vibrations are also considered something. The vibrations of the mill are something that's going to be damaging to a wall. Raya number 7. Tashma Vesatanur, again weiter in our Mishnah. Vesatanur Shloshim and Akal Yeshin Dalim Nashafa. You have to keep the Tanur away from the property line, three tvachim from the wider part of the Tanur, and four tvachim from the narrower part. We had the Machlokas Rashi told us yesterday, whether it's all part of the Tanur or the base and the Tanur on top of it, whatever it is, you have to distance it. Sounds like Tamadika Kosal, you have to keep it away from the wall because there's a wall there currently. Halakha Kosal Samach, but if there were not a wall there right now, you would be allowed to put it right on the border. And again, a raya to Abaye against Rava. So it says, Marlo. Even if there's no wall there, you're also not allowed to be somech to where the wall could go. Elamai kamash malan. So then what's the chiddush? We already learned this 1,000 times. Ha kamash malan. No, the chiddush is the havla kasha lekosel. The chiddush is that heat is bad for a wall. That's first being taught to us in this line of the Mishnah, that something that generates heat is not good for a wall. So Frecht, the Achronim, the Bir Edaf quotes from a Sefer Ma'ayane HaYeshua. What do you mean? That's what we're being taught in this line first in the Mishnah about the Tanur, that heat is bad for a wall? The case of the Gefes and the Zevel, which was early in the Mishnah, and the slime, the rocks that yield fire. Why are you not allowed to keep those close to a wall? That's also because of heat. So we already learned that heat is bad for a wall. So what are we being taught in this line that we weren't already taught previously about heat being bad for a wall? So the Mayane HaYeshua answers that Hevel and Gefes and Zevel is a Hevel Kavua, meaning you leave those rocks there near the wall and it's constantly generating heat. A Tanur generates heat when you fire it up. When you don't fire it up, it doesn't generate heat. So there's an additional chiddush in this line that even once in a while heat is bad for the wall. Even heat that you're only going to do, that it's not going to be constant with 24/7, is still going to be bad for the wall, as opposed to the zephas and the hevel and all that, and the slayim and all that, the gefes and the zevel and the slayim, which are going to be a constant heat. Now one might have asked the opposite then. Then why not just teach us this case and not teach me the case of Gefes and Zevel, right? If the heat generated by the oven is less than the heat generated by the Gefes and the Zevel, in that it's less consistent, so teach me that even this kind of Hevel of the Tanur, the oven kind of Hevel, is bad for the wall, and I would know on my own that more consistent Hevel is bad for the wall. So the answer to that is obvious. He quotes here from the Nachlas Moshe, but it's an obvious answer, and that is that it's true that rocks that generate heat generate a certain amount of heat, and they do so more consistently, but the intensity of the heat generated by rocks and by tar and things like that is not nearly the intensity of the heat generated by an oven. So even had we only been told that the heat of an oven is damaging to a wall, we would not have known that the more consistent but less intense heat of Gefes and Zevel is also damaging to a wall. So that's why we need both cases. They each teach me something else that's damaging to the wall. Tashma, an eighth raya. Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtomin v'shel tzava'in tachas otzur shel chaveiro. Person is not allowed to open up his dyer shop, his dye shop, nor his bakery under his friend's storehouse, under his friend's warehouses. Says Rashi, Otzer Aliyah Sha'otzer Batvua V'Shemen V'Yayin, what does he keep up there? He keeps grain, he keeps oil, he keeps wine, V'Ashen Kashalahen. And when I have a dye shop, or when I have a bakery under here, it's going to cause a lot of smoke, and the smoke is going to be bad for the stuff that he's got up on top. First of all, says Tosos, wait a second. Pirsha Kunchas Mishum Sha'ashen Kashala Otzer. Rashi says that when you have smoke, smoke is bad for the wine, the oil, whatever it is he keeps up there. He says, Fractosos, the Kashala Brin Tam, the Lakaman Amar Biyayin Itiru, Shemash Bicho, Va'ashen Vadai Mazak Liyayin, the Yayin Musham Paslan Sachen. Soon we're going to say that if there's wine on top, then maybe it's okay because you're actually improving his wine by having whatever it is, by having this bakery underneath it. But if the concern is a concern of smoke, do you mean to tell me that smoke is good for the wine? That when I have smoke going on downstairs, it's good for the wine? I'll prove to you that smoke is bad for the wine. You know how I know smoke is bad for the wine? If you have yayin mu'ushim, if you have smoked wine, you're not allowed to use it for nesachim on the mizbeach. It must be that the wine is considered ruined with the smoke, because you're not allowed to use it for the nesachim on the mizbeach. So it says, Tosos ela nirul rabbeinu tam, tehezek ashan leka, kivin dikasham tikra maziva. He says, no, there's not going to be any smoke damage. You have a ceiling. There's a ceiling in between the bottom floor and the top floor. And there's a floor in between the bottom floor and the top floor. So why would the smoke ever get there? The smoke is not going to, it's not going to even get up to the otsar. Lo yichanisham ha'ashan, ela taimasha hevel mazikes ha'otsar. It's the heat that damages the otzer. Avala say yayin mashbiach, but the heat is going to be mashbiach the wine. V'garsin lekaman amrav Yosef v'haydi dan afilu sharga kasha lekolamar havlo desharga v'lo garsin kutro desharga. And later on, when we say that our wine, even a little bit of even a candle is bad for it, we don't mean the smoke of the candle. We mean the heat of the candle, because the whole discussion is about heat, not about smoke. Now, how did Tosfos prove that the issue is not about smoke? Because he said smoke must be something that is bad for wine. How do I know smoke is bad for wine? Because it's pasul for nesachim. And when you have smoke, it's going to be pasul for nesachim. Not pasul that that's a raya. The Rashash points out, Lonias Daiti, says the Rashash, Ein mizakushya. It's not really a kasha on Rashi. Domavushal gamkin pasul nesachim. Cooked wine is also possible for Nesachim. Utnan, Bresh Perak Yudalf de Trumos, Ein Mevashlin Yayin Shal Truma, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Mepnei Shumash Bicho. There's a Shita in Tanayim, in the Mesachus Trumos, that you're allowed to cook wine of Truma, because you're being Mashbiach, the wine of Truma, when you cook it. But Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, you're not allowed to use Yayin Mevashl on the Mizbeach. So apparently, what you're allowed to use on the Mizbeach has nothing to do with whether it's what you've done to the wine has been a shevach to the wine, or the opposite, or has been detrimental to the wine. What it has to do is whether it's a shinui to the wine, whether you've changed it. You need pure wine on the Mizbeach. And when you've changed it sufficiently, then you're not allowed to use it. Nothing to do with the fact that you've ruined it. It doesn't have to be ruined. It's just that it's been changed. Even l'shevach. Even if it's been changed for the better. And that's the right from a vushel. So you can say the same thing when it comes to mu'ushan. That maybe smoke is taka good for wine, and it's still pasul gabi mizbeach. Why is it pasul gabi mizbeach? Because it's changed, because it's different. Okay, the Porus Yosef points out, in response to the Rashash, he says, "V'linir the Efshalom or the Sfirle Latosos the Bishlam and Mavushal Nishtana, Kama the Ashkan Gai Bishuli Kuti the Bishul Nikra Nishtana." He says, "No, because smoking something isn't called changing it. Bishul of something is called changing it. So therefore, you could say, okay, by Bishul maybe it's a shevach, but nevertheless, since it's changing it, it can't be used on the mizbeach. By Mu'ushan, you can't say that the fact that it's Mu'ushan is a shevach, and but the fact that it's not good on the mizbeach because it's been changed." Mu'ushan isn't called changing something. And what's his raya? He says, Bishalakum. Bishalakum is asr. If an akum is ma'ashin something, it's not asr. If a guy was ma'ashin food for you, he smokes your pastrami, so then you're allowed to eat the pastrami, as long as he didn't cook it. If he cooks it, it's going to be asr, but if he smokes it, it's not going to be asr. So it's a question of what kind of smoke. This is a major issue by mu'ushan when it comes to non-Jews. In the kashrus industry, what we're going to assume is called mu'ushan, and what we're not going to assume is called mu'ushan. A lot of the cooking that's done is done by what's called steam cooking, where they don't use a fire to cook. They use steam that fills the thick walls of the pot, and the walls of the pot are hollow inside, and they fill with steam. and that's what cooks. I think the tuna fish, one of the heterin that they use for tuna fish, is that it's cooked with steam cooking, right? Even though even if it's non-Jews that are doing the cooking, and they assume that maybe that has a din of mu'ushan. It's a little bit difficult to assume that has a din of mu'ushan, but be that as may, says Boris Yosef, big difference between mevushal and mu'ushan. Mevushal is clearly shinoi, mu'ushan is not necessarily shinoi. But be that as it may, so the raya is that you see that a person's not allowed to open up a bake shop or a dye shop underneath his friend's otzar, velo refes bakar, nor is he allowed to open up a cattle barn underneath his friend's otzar. Taimadik otzar, halak otzar avid. But it sounds like the only reason I'm not allowed to open it up downstairs is because there's already an otzar upstairs. But if there were not yet an otzar upstairs, I'm allowed to do it. So you see once again that you're allowed to be somech haraya to Abaye against Rava. So the Gemara could have answered now like it did every other time. What should it answer? That Huadin Kilakalosamech, and it's just teaching me that the Hevel is bad for the Otsar. Right? That's what Tos points out. It could have answered, Have Matsil Shun Huadin Kilakalosamech, Vakamashman, the Havla Kashal Otsar, and it's coming to teach me that the Havla and the Bach as in Havla Dahani, that the heat generated by these things is bad for the Otsar. Can't just say Havla Kashal Otsar, because we already learned that Hevel is Kasha. Right? But it's teaching me that Havla Dahani, that even these kinds of heat are bad for the Otsar. You don't have to change the gear, so Tosfos. It could be, it's teaching me that Havel is kasha liotzer. Previously we learned that Hevel is bad for walls. Now we're learning that Hevel is bad for an otzer. Right? It could be, that could have been the Chiddush. But the Gemara decides to go with a different answer. The Gemara says, Dira Shaini. No, when it's a normal way of living, it's different. Then you're allowed to be somech. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Dira Shaini? Chanos v'refes bakar dirasan shel adam hein. These are all normal things for me to do in my property. That it's a normal way of living, that I open up a dye shop, I open up a bake shop, I allow my cattle around here, I open up a cattle ranch or whatever downstairs. These are all normal things to do. And you can't aser a person from living in a normal way. To go out of his way and to dig a bar right on the border, that you can stop him from doing. But a normal stam, normal way of living, that you can't... You can't stop him from doing. That's at least how Rashi understands it. The Rimi Gash explains that the dira that we're talking about is not the dira of the mazik, it's the dira of the nizik that we're talking about. And the Mitaretz is trying to say over here, the Gemara is trying to be Mitaretz, that since one guy opened up his store close to his friend's dira, and it's not normal to turn your dira into an otsar. Who told you to keep your in the top apartment to store wine and oil and grain? That's totally abnormal. So I don't have to keep away from things that would be mazik, an otsar, when we live in a residential building. Why would I assume that you would turn that into an otsar? So that's what dira shaini. Since we're living in a dira, we're living in a residential area, so why would I assume that you have an otsar going on over there? So that's when I'm allowed to be somech. But normally, maybe in a chinami, I'm not allowed to be somech. Even if it's not there yet. And it's meduyik that this is true, that dira shaini, because it says if the refes bakar was there first, was there before the otsar, then it's going to be mutar, right? Says Rashi, dekanami de dira shaini, de ktani Allah dahi im haisa refes bakar kedemus otsar mutar, ubukulu sharar chakos mesis and lotana hachi. It didn't say this by any of the other harchakos. It didn't say by any of the other ones. And if you got there first, it's okay. Shramina hacham yishum to dira shaini. Must be because this case is special. This case is dira shaini. Aval inach afarishon sarach harchik. But in all the other cases where it's not dira so shalinish, where it's not a normal way of treating your own dira, normal thing to do in your own living space, so then it's not going to be, then you would have to be marchik. You're not allowed to just say, I got here first, and therefore do whatever you want. Raya number 9, Tashema. Lo yita adam ilan sanuch l'sada, elim kein hirching ben adal ramos. Person is not allowed to plant a tree near a field unless he keeps 4 amos away from the field. V'tani ala adal ramos sha'amru kutei avodas hakerem. And we said that the adal ramos that you need to keep away is to leave room for avodas hakerem, because you're going to be mazikim. You're going to be mazikim by not leaving enough space for the avodas hakerem. Time of the mishum kedei avodas hakerem. Halav mishum kedei avodas hakerem sanuch. Sounds like you only have to leave the space for avodas hakerem, but had or avodas ilan, as the case may be. Tosfos points out, right? It sounds like the only reason you have to leave the space is because when you do the avoda around your tree, you don't want to encroach on his property. But had it not been for that issue, then you'd be allowed to be somech right up until the property line. The afgav dikas rashin to kamaski, even though you have roots right now that are going in being mazikim, even though you have roots that are mazikim, how are the roots that you have being mazikim? So Rashi understands Pasha Peshat. Your roots are being mazikim because roots are going to grow out into his property and it's going to rip up his sidewalk or whatever it is that roots do. He's not going to be able to dig a bar because you have roots that are in his property. Right? And Rashi understands that if the roots are mispashed into Sdei Chavero, it's going to be ma'akev and machrish. He's not going to be able to plow. He's not going to be able to dig a bar because the roots are growing into his property. The Rimi Gash says, no, the Shrashim are not mazik in that way. You have to be marchik because of the Yisra Klayim. The Shrashim are mazik in the sense that the Bali Ilan has to keep away from the Sada because the Sada is Asuy Lizraim. And you're going and you're planting Ilanos in the Sada. And therefore, the fact that there are Shrashim is just highlighting the fact that there's a Klayim issue, that there's going to be a mixture between the Ilanos and the Zraim that are in the neighboring field. And this field was meant to be planted with Zraim. This is the second Rimigash I mentioned in the last few lines. Rimigash we don't have in every Masechta. It's a gift we have in Bambasra that we have the Rimigash. The Rimigash was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. The Rambam writes in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah that his lips quiver and he shakes when he thinks of the godless and the kedusha of the Rimigash and how he learned all of his Torah from the Rimigash and he was his Rebbe Mufak, etc., etc. The only historical problem with that is that the Rimigash died when the Rambam was like six. So what the Rambam probably means is that he recalled having met the Rimigash at a very young age when the Rimigash was on his deathbed. The Rimigash gave him a special bracha, and the Rambam was already a very sharp kid, obviously. And that experience had a tremendous hashpa on him, and something that really stuck with him through his life. The experience of seeing the Rimigash, and obviously the Torah that was passed down to the Rambam through his father from the Rimigash. So it wasn't actually his Rebbe, but he was one of the major influences in some way, at least indirectly, on the Rambam's life. Anyway, so either way, bottom line is, says the Gemara, Hakmayaskin under Mafsik Tsunma. And over here, the issue is, the reason why you wouldn't have to be Marchik is because there's rocky ground in between the two properties. So the Shrashim aren't going to go and cause any trouble. So says the Gemara, Hayigadar many times, Zeh Somich Ligadar Mikan, Zeh Somich Ligadar Mikan. And that's very much in line with the idea that if there's a fence in between the two properties, so you can go right up until the fence, right? So if there's tsunma, if there's this rocky land right in between the two properties, you don't have to worry about what the shrashim are going to do. You're allowed to go right up until the fence. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Ema Seifa, Hayushrashim Yotzim B'Toch Shel Chaveiro Mamaklen Shlosh Tefachim K'dei Shel Yakev V'Machrisha. If your roots are going into your friend's property, so we said you Mamaklen Shlosh Tefachim, you're allowed to dig down three tefachim so that it doesn't block the way of the plow. But it's talking about the same case. So if in fact there's rocky ground that blocks the roots from going into the other guy's property, so what are they doing in the other guy's property? Right? Apparently the roots are there. So hachikamar v'ilav tsunma. No, you have to add in a few words. What you have to say is v'ilav tsunma, and if there weren't tsunma, v'yishrashav yotzlam tol shal chavero, mamik shal shal tfachim. And because there's no tsunma, there's no rocky land in between there, so if, and then your roots went into his property, so he's allowed to dig away at your roots three tfachim deep, kadesh liyakav machrisha, so it doesn't stop him from plowing property properly. Now Tosus points out over here, importantly, Tulsa says that in Dibur Maskel Taima Misham Avodah Sakarim, that we made a diuk, that the only reason you have to be Marachik is because of Avodah Sakarim, but had it just been for the Ilan itself, and you didn't have to worry about Avodah Sakarim, you'd be allowed to go right up until the border. Says Tulsa, Belav Hai Diuk Amatzim Mifrach Bepshitus, Tesagi Barach Chokas Arba Amos. Really, the Kasha could have been, even without making any sort of diuk, the fact that you're allowed to put a tree, I mean, what was the whole diuk? That you would be allowed to be Sameich had it not been for the fact that you have to leave yourself Kedei Avodas Ilan. But forget that. How much distance does a tree damage from? How far away can a tree do damage from? So we already learned that a tree is Chaf Hei Amma. You have to be Marchik in Ilan. Ilan does damage for 25 Amos. So by virtue of the fact that we allow you to put a tree within 4 Amos of the border, that alone is a Raya, that you're allowed to be Sameich and Mazik L'Meitzar Shel Chaveiro. That you're allowed to put a Mazik right on your friend's border. Right? That alone should have been a Raya to Abaye against Rava. We don't need to make the Diuk. Right? It says, Tosus, Belav Ha'diuk O'matzim Mefruch Pshitus Tesagi Barach HaKasar Ba'Amos. If you're not allowed to put a mazik right on the border, you should have kept 25 amos away. As we're going to say later on, that you keep an ilan away from a bar by how much? By 25 amos. But we want to even make a bigger chiddush. We want to make a diuk to show that even within 4 amos, even that close, even right up on the border, should have been mutter had it not been for the avodas hakerem issue. But you know, we do not need that diuk in order to bring this raya. Tashma raya number 10. Marchik nasilam in abar esrim chamish ama. Here we are. Being marchik in the ilan from a bar, you have to be marchik it by how far? 25 amos. Taima dika bar. Halak a bar samich. But what do you see? Why do you have to be marchik your ilan? Because there's already a bar there. But if there's not a bar in your friend's property, you don't have to be marchik your ilan at all. So the implication being, of course, that you're allowed to be samich. A raya to Abaye against Rava. Sansa's more low. Even if there's no bar there, your friend does not have a bar, still you're not allowed to put your ilan in the vicinity of where he might dig a bar, near his field, near the border. And the chiddush is, what are we being taught here that we haven't already been taught 1,000 times? It teaches us the distance that we assume a tree is able to do damage. Up until 25 amos is where a tree is going to do damage from. If that's the case, it says if the tree came first, you can't force the guy to cut down the tree. But wait a second. If you're going to hold that you're not allowed to be samech a tree near the border where your friend might dig boros on the other side, then how could it ever happen that the tree came first? The tree wasn't allowed to come first, right? How can it say if the tree came first, so we can't force you to chop down the tree? What do you mean? The tree's not allowed to come first. You're not allowed to be samech. No, the case over here is not that you planted a tree near a border. You planted a tree in this vast property that you have, way more than 25 amos on either side. And then Rashi, the way Rashi understands it, you planted a tree in this property of yours, and then you sold half of your field to somebody else. And the lokeach that bought half of that field, right? You sold half the field right up until the line, 10 amos away from the tree, 5 amos away from the tree, something like that, is where the new border is. Now, when you planted the tree, there was no border there. Now there's a border because you sold the other half of the field. And the guy who bought the other half of the field says, you know what? I would like to dig boros, get rid of your tree. So that's where we say that he can't force you to cut down the tree. You don't have to cut down the tree because that tree was planted, but it shows you had every right to plant that tree. That's how Rashi understands the case. Tosfos understands the case the opposite. That again, you planted this tree, a guy planted this tree, and then he sold the part that has the tree in it. He didn't sell the part that doesn't have the tree, he sold the part that has the tree. And after he sells the part that has the tree, he says, you know what, I'd like to dig boros here. And he tells the lokeach, get rid of your tree. Lokeach says, what are you talking about? You're the one that planted it. You sold it to me with this tree. Yeah, but I want to dig boros now. And right now, the tree's too close to the borderline. Get rid of your tree. So that's where we say that you can't tell him to cut down the tree. Tosfos points out, on the first wide line, he says, both according to my pshat and Rashi's pshat, ein lahakshos, my ir yoshayilan kadam, afilu kadam bar nami, go to Adam Echad, Osa Abar, Vachach Nata Ilan, Umachar Habar, Lepir Shakunchus, O Ilan Lepir Shri Rabbi Mordechai, Lo Yikot, Shari Behetra son. He says, well, who cares which one came first? As long as it belonged to the same guy at the time that both were made, even if the bar came first, let's say I own this vast property and I dig a bar, and then after I dig a bar, I plant a tree 10 amos away. It's all my property. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. And then I sell half of the property. So what, even if the bar came first, l'chora, you can't tell the guy to cut down the tree. The b'chia gavne ilan kadam karina bay says, no, don't ask that kasha, because that's not called bar kadam. Even though the bar was dug before the tree was planted in that case, we would still call that ilan kadam. Why? Shekadman etiasi ilan li'ir ur bal habar. When we talk about the ilan coming before the bar, we're not talking about the ilan being planted before the bar is dug. We're talking about the ilan being planted before anyone who owns that bar could have a taina. And in this case, the ilan was planted before anyone who owns the bar could have a taina. Because in the case that Tosfos just made, is that I owned everything, I dug a bar, my own property, I then planted a tree right near that bar, I can't have a taina on myself. So it was before there's a taina sabar. So that also is called the case of ilan kadim. But in any of these cases, says Tosfos, the Gemara is teaching us that you can't make any sort of mechar. Raya number 11, Tashema. Last raya, but this one's going to bring us through the rest of the daf. Marchik nasa mishra min hayarek. You have to keep your soaking laundry pool away from the vegetables. Vesakrishin min habitzelin, and your leeks away from onions. Vesachardim min advarim, and mustard seeds away from bees. Taimadika yarek, alaka yarek samach. Sounds sounds like the only reason you have to keep it away is because there are already vegetables there. But if there are not already vegetables there, then you would not have to keep your soaking laundry, soaking pool away from the area. So it sounds like you're allowed to be somech raya to Abaye, says Merlo. Even if vegetables are not yet there, you're still not allowed to be samech. The chiddush is tahani kashu adadi. All it's teaching us is which items don't mix well, which things are bad for each other. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to keep your chardel near someone, your mustard seeds near someone else's bees, because just like the bee owner can say, your mustard is ruining my bees, the mustard owner can say, your bees are ruining my mustard. Because they're coming and eating my mustard. So you tell me when they come eat my mustard, it's killing them, they're not producing honey, whatever it is, it's bad for your bees. Well, guess what? It's bad for my mustard when they come and eat my mustard also. So you're damaging me every bit as much as I'm damaging you. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. But if you're not allowed to be somech, a hezek to your friend's meitzar, and they're both damaging each other, how could this ever happen? How could it ever be that they're damaging each other? What do you mean? Neither one is allowed to be somech because they're both mazikim in Rabbi Yossi's point of view. Some Rav Papa belokeach. No, the case is, like we said, it's a case of a lokeach, that when they were each put there, it was all owned by the same guy. And then later on, it was half of the land was sold off. So frankly, Mari belokeach, my time is Rabbanan. If it's a lokeach, then why would the Rabbanan say it's a problem to put the chardel near the devorim if it's a lokeach? It was put there beheter. Va'od, my time is Rabbi Yossi, I feel a mishra v'yarkanami. And also, why would Rabbi Yossi say, if it's talking about a case of a lokeach, that mishra and yarka is usser? Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to put the mishra, the soaking pool, near the yarek. But if it's lokeach, why not? Says Gemara, Am Ravina Kasavi Rabbanan ala mazik larka kasatzmo. The Rabbanan hold that a mazik always has to keep himself at a distance from the potential nizik. Mechad Rabbi Yossi Savra ala nizik larka kasatzmo, implying clearly that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's on the nizik, it's the nizik's responsibility to be markik himself. But wait a second, if Rabbi Yossi holds that the Nizik has to keep himself away from potential damagers, and he can't have a taina, you're putting your damaging material too close to the border, because he should keep his stuff away from the border if there's going to be damaging material on the other side, then why by the Mishra V'Yarka does Rabbi Yossi not argue? In the case of Mishra V'Yarka, Rabbi Yossi said, you need to keep your soaking laundry pool away from vegetables. What do you mean? Let the vegetable guy keep his vegetables away from the border so they won't get damaged. Rabbi Yossi Nami Ala Mazik Sfirle. Rabbi Yossi also holds it's the Mazik's responsibility to keep away. V'hachi kamal Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan. This is what Rabbi Yossi's taina to the Rabbanan is. Teinach mishra v'yarka dahani maski hani v'hani lo maski hani. In the relationship between Mishra and Yarka, it's very clear who the Mazik is. The Mishra is Mazik the Yerek. So very clearly, the guy who owns the soaking pool has to keep it away from the Yerek. But he says, I don't buy it when it comes to Chardel and Dvarim, because there's no defined Mazik. They're both Mazikin. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan will say, no, Dvarim l'Chardel o'maskile, the Dvarim don't really damage the mustard plants. Because Iber bin so lo'mishkechalei, if it's the mustard seeds, the Dvarim are never going to get to the mustard seeds, they're never going to find it. And Iber tarfin, if it's the flowery part, haderperi, that's going to grow right back. Even though the Dvarim might eat that up, it will grow right back, so it's not a lasting damage. Says Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yossi, does Rabbi Yossi really hold it's the Mazik's responsibility to stay away? Didn't Rabbi Yossi teach us that even if the bor came first, you can't tell the guy who owns a tree to cut down his tree that's too close to your bor, even if your bor was there first? Sounds like it's not the Mazik's responsibility to stay away, it's the Nizik's responsibility. Okay, so scratch that. We go back and we say that Rabbi Yossi really holds it is the Nizik's responsibility to stay away, and it's the Bala Bar's responsibility to make sure he doesn't dig a bar anywhere in the vicinity of where an Elon might one day be planted. But Rabbi Yossi is only talking to the Rabbanan on their own level. Lishi tasam. The way Rabbi Yossi is addressing the Rabbanan is as follows. Lididi al nizik l'harachik satzmo. According to me, I hold it's the nizik's responsibility to stay away. And therefore, v'afilu mishra v'yarka lo bayiruchuke. And therefore, even if you want to put your soaking laundry pool right near your friend's vegetables, you're allowed to do that. Let the guy with the vegetables be more zahir and not put his vegetables near a place where a laundry pool might one day come. Because that's what I hold. I hold it's a nizik's responsibility. But even l'shitascha, Da'amrisu ala mazik, who you hold that it's on the mazik's responsibility to stay away. Tenach mishra v'yarka da'ani maskihani v'ani lo maskihani. That works really great when there's a very clearly defined mazik. El chardul dvorim tarvayu maski adadi. When it comes to chardul and dvorim, they're both damaging each other. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan will respond, dvorim l'chardul lo maskilei, I bebinsa lo mishkachsa, I betarfa de peiri, that the dvorim are not really damaging the chardul, as we explained before. This is a sugya that needs to be learned even a lot better than we just did. Chardul and dvorim is a major sugya in Mabas, but, you know, it's tough yomi.